He is the simplest thing. He's simple. Let me see. I'm trying to see a conversation we had. No. He just keep it simple. You don't have to use the big term for anything. He just keep it short and simple.
What about people
who
have different ethnic backgrounds?
Do I feel whether they talk different?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like how?
Okay. It just come out differently, I think.
What do you mean
it comes out differently? It was a Mexican called my house today. And I don't know, I took Spanish, but I really didn't learn it. I took it, so I know a little bit. He was asking for somebody. I was like, no. I said, is that your friend? He said, friends. He put it back. He said it backwards from the way I said it. Because I know I remember when I was learning Spanish, when we translated it to English, it was backwards or whatever. So I think the Mexicans may speak English backwards because that's the way it's translated.
So what about people of different ethnic backgrounds that do speak English?
I don't know because I really don't have any friends.
What about at work? I'm sure you, being a bank teller, I'm sure you see lots of different people.
We have mostly Vietnamese, but
do they talk differently?
They really don't know English very well, because we really actually trying to hire a Vietnamese person to help us at the bank with them. So we just process transactions for. Sad to say.
So you think they do talk differently? You're just not quite sure how.
You're right.
Like when you watch TV.
Actually, they may not, because I saw something on TV where it was she could have been Vietnamese or Chinese or something, but she spoke English real well, so. Maybe if you know the language well, you can speak it just like everybody else then.
What about black people and white people? Do you think they talk different?
No, not all of them. We have some white people that speak slang. We have some black people that has been speaking proper, as they would say, all their life. I think it's basically where you grew up, your environment. Mm-hmm. I think that's basically where everybody get a form of speaking.
Okay, what about people of different age groups, like older and younger, like your grandparents and you?
Yes, I think, yeah. I say honey a lot, and that's something my grandmama always say, and every time I say honey, I say, you sound like an old lady. And so, yeah, people don't be used to saying, young people saying honey. And my grandmother say, I remember she used to say when we was young, y'all need to leave them little nappy-headed boys alone. So, yeah, I don't think anybody would say that now. Probably have more harsh words to say for them. No, it's can call that.
So, what about, except for this, just a couple of things that you were saying, in general, do you think that people who are different ages, like maybe you and your son, as soon as he starts talking full sentences, or maybe younger kids, or people, a bit older than you?
For as me and him, they may speak basically the same. With him, I try to teach him the right way to say stuff. Not everything, I don't try to teach him the right way to say it, but I try to teach him the correct way to say it instead of ghetto or slang.
What's
ghetto? It's about like slang. It's not really too much of a difference from ghetto and slang.
What do you think about people who speak ghetto or slang?